gay. The thing that was most important to me is winning. I want to win. I want to win by any means necessary. I want to be the best, simple and plain. And to be the best, you have to win.
Oh, to be standing here at center court with you guys, my teammates behind me, and appreciating all this, you know, the journey that we've been on. You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs. And I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout. You know, I grew up a diehard, I mean a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. And I'm more proud of the fact that not about the championships, but about the down years. Because we didn't run. We played through all that stuff, and we got our championships, and we did it the right way. And all I can do here is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. And thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spent in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. There's no way that I can thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And, what can I say? Mamba out.
Oh, man. What's up, y'all? Welcome to my first episode of Wrangler's Thoughts. Just sat down in the morning, sitting in front of my system, my setup. Got Call of Duty on one screen and YouTube on the other. And didn't want to start the first episode like this, but I'm sitting here and I got caught up in the YouTube wormhole of Kobe Bryant tributes and the day that Kobe passed. For those of you that don't know, I grew up in Southern California. And Kobe Bryant was my first sports hero. Gosh, fucking weird. I grew up idolizing Kobe. He changed many people in Southern California's lives for the better. We were very spoiled early in his career with championship after championship after championship. We grew accustomed to just expecting it at that point. Off the court, he did so much for the city of Los Angeles. And just watching these tribute videos, I remember the day that he passed. I was laying in bed in the morning, and I saw that a helicopter crash had happened, and that they thought it might be Kobe. And I just remember instantly being like, nah, no way. Not Kobe. No way that it's Kobe Bryant. And when they confirmed that he was on it, I lost it. I started crying. Very emotional. Very sad. And then details started coming out that his daughter could have been involved. And I was like, well, Gigi's always with him. So I was terrified for that. And then when they confirmed that, I lost it again. And then when they confirmed that there was three other families on board, some of Gigi's friends and their parents, I was just devastated. And I'm sorry to go through this on the first episode. It wasn't what I was expecting to do either. But it just happened to be right before I wanted to start recording my first episode, I got caught in the wormhole of Kobe Bryant tributes. From Shaq's tribute to Michael Jordan's tribute to Vanessa's heartbreaking speech about not only Kobe, but Gigi as well, and all of Gigi's friends, I think it was two of Gigi's friends that were on board, and their parents and their families. There's just a lot to take in. A lot of emotion comes running back, comes flowing back from that day that it all happened, and remembering exactly where I was and how I felt, and just the pain. Never even met the guy. Never got a chance to. Only got to see him play in person twice, but it was almost like everybody in LA, everybody in Southern California, almost feels and felt like they knew him. People in Newport Beach, where he lived, where his wife and three remaining daughters still live, people in Newport say that they just were used to seeing him out and about, like the grocery store. He wasn't bombarded because it was just Kobe out. At the bagel shop, they just, "Hey, Kobe. Hey, what's up?" Yeah, like, it was no big deal. Yeah, he was just a normal dude, but he was a game changer. And even after basketball, he did so many things. He won major awards for a short film he made. Like, he was working on so many things. When he died, his agent said that Rob Pelinka, who's now the GM of the Lakers, said that his last act of, like, that he wanted to do, he was on that getting ready to board the helicopter that morning, and Rob said he was in church, and he got a text message, and he said usually he didn't check his phone, but for some reason he looked down, and it was a text from Kobe, and it was Kobe asking if he had any friends that were still agents that he could get an internship for one of the girls that was on board the helicopter. She wanted to be a sports agent. And one of Kobe's final acts of kindness was attempting to do something for somebody else, a 13-year-old girl that he wanted to help start her career already and get her an internship. Just crazy stories about Kobe Bean Bryant. But yeah, I'm sorry to drop this all in the first episode, especially at the beginning, but it just, like I said, I just got caught in the wormhole right before I wanted to record, and emotions came out, and just figured, since I have my own platform and it's technically called Wrangler's Thoughts, this is what I'm thinking about at this point in time. But yeah, throughout this episode, I'm probably going to be playing Call of Duty as I record it, which probably most of the time that I record episodes, I'm probably going to be playing a game of some sort while I'm recording. Yeah, I'm hoping, I know Call of Duty just patched. Today is Sunday, August 16th. I think they just updated a new patch for Call of Duty. Hopefully they got rid of that weapon glitch and all the other stupid glitches. $1 billion company can't figure out all this little stuff. It's kind of taking the fun out of the game. Oh, sorry about that, guys. It's kind of taking the fun out of the game. It's kind of driven me and my buddies to smaller games like Hyperscape, which I personally think is pretty fun. It's a nice getaway from this Call of Duty madness. Fall Guys, which I don't know if you guys have been up on Fall Guys, but it's literally the simplest game. It's not simple. It's a pain in the ass. But it's such a simple idea, and it's just fun. Like, it's a good time. PGA 2K21 comes out at the end of this week, which me and my buddies, Meezy and Two Tone, are super excited about. Just ready for that to come out, because Call of Duty probably won't even be opened on my PlayStation for at least the first couple weeks of PGA being released, because that's all I'll be playing. But yeah, I intend to play while I record, so we'll see. You might hear some, like, mini rages or some funny reactions, because this game frustrates the absolute piss out of me. And yeah, so let's see how this goes. But my Call of Duty lately, Warzone, I think Call of Duty was definitely like losing its lore after like Infinite Warfare. I was not a fan of Infinite Warfare. I was not a fan of Advanced Warfare. It was just getting away from the Call of Duty that I'd grown up with, the Call of Duty that I'd grown up loving, the realistic war. And Modern Warfare started to bring that all back, and then they dropped Warzone, and Warzone was an absolute game changer. Team Deathmatch, Shoot House, cool, let's go. Was an absolute game changer, and definitely reinvigorated and got my interest back into Call of Duty, like hardcore. And it's funny because I'd never been good at Call of Duty. Like, I'd always played I always bought them for the campaigns, never really been any good at multiplayer. But I'd never really been good at Call of Duty. And then Warzone came out, and I started playing so much that I actually became decent at it. I'm still not incredible. My boy Meezy has always been into Call of Duty. He's a fucking beast at it. But he started pushing me to be better at it and told me, you just got to keep playing. You got to play 10 times more than you're used to. And so having him and having my buddy Two-Tone, we all just were playing it every night. Every single night we were playing nonstop. And I just started to fall in love with the game again. And I went from maybe, like, I'd get 2-3 kills and I'd be super excited, like, in Warzone. Two kills in Warzone was like, oh my god, I'm like, FaZe Clan needs to sign me, you know? Like, that kind of stupid thought process. But then, now, like, if I get less than 5 or 6, which is still not incredible, but if I get, like, less than 5 or 6 kills, I'm like, that was a shit game. So, definitely fell in love with it again. Definitely want to keep playing it. They just need to fix all their shit. Me and my boys have talked about, like, it's so crazy that a game like Fortnite is 10 seasons in, and it's been out forever, and they've never had the kind of problems that Call of Duty and Activision have had in 5 months of Warzone. Like, it was literally after probably season 3 was the last time that I actually, like, really, really enjoyed Call of Duty and this whole series. Because after that, they just started having so many glitches and so many bugs that it just got too frustrating to play. But what's crazy about that is I still have the love and the want to fucking play it. But, yeah. Let's see. Okay. Got a couple camos unlocked in this game. Still not doing incredible, but we'll see how it goes. Oh, man. But on this podcast, this first episode is just kind of introduce you guys to myself. It's not going to be very long. But I've been playing sports my whole life. Been a team sports guy my entire life. But now I'm starting to get more into the esports, because when you're 29 and out of shape, that's kind of all you have left, you know? But yeah, it's I like esports because it allows you to be able to sit down online. My boy Meezy now lives, he grew up in Southern California, but now lives in just outside of Denver in Colorado. My boy Two-Tone lives in Knoxville, or just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. So it's not like we can actually just go and hang out with each other. So it's kind of like our getaway and able or our chance to kick it and have some fun together, thousands of miles away, you know. But yeah, sorry guys, I'm trying to get this camo grind this gun right now and record at the same time, so I don't know how exactly this episode's gonna sound, but hopefully you guys enjoyed enough to want to come back for another one. But yeah, just grew up Southern California, like I said, I'm 29. Just started this podcast to kind of get my thoughts and theories out there and talk about sports, and just I enjoy talking sports, I enjoy watching sports, I enjoy anything that has to do with sports. Esports, team sports, all of it, you know. But yeah. Sorry. Oh my god, stun grenades are the worst. But yeah, I grew up a huge Lakers fan. Mostly because of Kobe, but I definitely was a Lakers fan. Still am a Lakers fan. They better win the championship this year or it's going to be a complete bust. Grew up an Angels fan, not a Dodgers fan, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you guys why. When I was 2 years old, my parents took me to Dodgers Fan Fest. And, oh my god, come on, Ray. And I just remember meeting Tommy Lasorda, who, former manager of the Dodgers, legendary. And I remember when I was two, I was supposed to take a picture with him, and he scared the absolute piss out of me. And from that day forward, I absolutely hated the Dodgers. So, to be honest, 100% honest, if Tommy Lasorda had never scared me when I was 2 years old, there's a good chance that I probably would have been a Dodgers fan. But from that point on, as I was growing up, the Angels in the Outfield came out, and I just became a fan of the Angels and stuck it out. And then they went and drafted the greatest player ever to play in Michael Nelson Trout. And so weird to say that now, like my favorite athlete and my current sports idol is literally 6 months younger than me. And but yeah, when they won the World Series in 2002, I literally lost my mind, because it was something I was able to hold over Dodger fans, that they hadn't won a series since 88, since before I was born. And now my Angels team had a World Series. But oh, come on, get it. Oh my god, I want that app. Sorry guys. But yeah. So Lakers, Angels, as far as hockey, I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm probably going to talk a lot of hockey in this podcast. I'm a Ducks fan, not a Kings fan like you might think, but, yeah, I hate the Kings. Grew up a Ducks fan, and mostly because of the movies, the Disney movies. Disney movies kind of shaped my childhood. The Mighty Ducks movies definitely were a big reason. And, yeah. And then I had Paul Kariya and Tame Mussolini and some of the greatest players that ever played in the NHL. And they were on those Duck teams. Became a huge fan of the Ducks. Hate the Kings. What else? Oh, the Raiders. As far as NFL, go ahead and get your jokes out now. Go ahead and talk all your shit about the Raiders. I literally don't care. Die hard Raiders fan. Have a Raider logo tattooed on me. Yeah, that's my squad. And so who we have? We have Lakers, Angels, Ducks, Raiders. Don't know how many people listen to this podcast really follow soccer, especially international soccer, but I am a huge Real Madrid fan. Love me some Real Madrid. Started with Cristiano, but after he left recently, I just kind of stuck with him. And yeah, so those are pretty much my five major teams. That's probably a lot of my talking points are going to be about those five teams. But don't be afraid if you want to hear me talk about other teams, other like certain sports more often. Go ahead and drop comments if you can. I haven't really checked how Anchor's working lately or Spotify. But follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Wrangler, WRAN99LER. Follow me on there. Help me get to affiliate. I'm going to try and stream more often. I haven't been streaming a lot lately, last couple weeks, but now with the whole podcast running, definitely going to be streaming more. Streaming, like I said, in my trailer, everything from Call of Duty to PGA to Fall Guys to whatever you guys want to see me play. If there's certain games you guys want to see me play, just let me know. And if I have it, then I'll play it. And if not, then I'll try and if it's something that's worth downloading, I'll go out and download it. But yeah, I'm definitely open to all kinds of stuff. There's certain like story mode games that you guys want to see me play on Twitch or you want me to talk about on here, just let me know. Drop comments on clips, on videos, on stream. If ever I'm streaming, just, hey, I want to hear you talk about this on the next podcast. Just let me know. Like I said, I'm super open to, talking about and playing different, all kinds of different stuff. Team sports, if there's certain teams, certain sports, certain games, certain whatever you want to hear me talk about or you would like me to delve more into, just let me know. I'm like I said, I'm super open to all kinds of stuff. If you're a Yankee fan, Red Sox fan, a Celtic fan, a Patriot fan, you can eat a dick right now, to be honest. I hope you still listen, and I appreciate you listening, but you can eat the fattest of dicks if you're a fan of those teams. Cowboy fans, like, you guys really don't bother me because you guys haven't won shit either in the last fucking 15, 20 years. Longer than that, 25 years. So, but yeah, not really sure what else on this episode. That this is just kind of like my first one, kind of introduction to me, my sports, my games. Is there anything else you guys want to know about me? Just let me know. Anything you guys are interested in, let me know. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys checking it out. And hopefully you guys stick around and we can grow together. Watch me grow. More fans that get into this podcast and into my Twitch stream. Look forward to getting to know some of you guys and maybe take some questions on here and like audio questions where you guys can, I'm pretty sure Anchor still has where you can like leave an audio question, like a recording, and I can add it to my podcast and listen to it. I'll have to verify that for sure. But if that's the case, then definitely add those to the podcast and I can answer questions. I will be having Meezy on as a guest, Two-Tone as a guest, maybe even as early as next episode. Get their perspectives on the current state of video games. We're still waiting on the PS5 to be released, and should be holidays, right? So Christmas time. I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of stuff on that or when that comes out. But yeah, here's some of their team sport theories and ideas. If you guys want me to talk about anything not sports related, just let me know. And if it's something that I'm into, like if you guys want to talk about conspiracy theories, I love conspiracy theories. But yeah, this podcast is mostly going to revolve around esports and team sports. But it is Wrangler's thoughts, and whatever pops into my mind, I'm probably going to talk about. So you're probably going to hear a lot of random shit in this podcast. I love conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories, like I'll get lost in a conspiracy theory for 2-3 days where I don't play video games, don't watch sports. I'm literally YouTubing, Googling all kinds of stuff about a conspiracy theory that I heard and that I want to delve more into. But yeah, I'm super excited to start all this and get all this rolling, and we'll see where it goes and see where it leads. And I appreciate y'all guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen stopping by. And yeah, look forward to growing and being around for a while. So I appreciate y'all. And yeah, thank you for checking out my first episode, my first official episode. Appreciate y'all. Wrangler out.